Hey everybody, today I watched The Hateful Eight again, this time the theatrical 176 minute version. I think that's how long it is. I liked it. I still like it a lot. But having just seen Inglourious Basterds last night, it made this film seem a lot slower, even with the slightly more condensed version of it. And that might also be because I remember pretty well everything that happens, whereas rewatching Inglourious Basterds, I forgot about a lot of it. So I don't know. I think the jury's still out on which of these films is my favorite, and I'm gonna refrain from choosing until I watch Reservoir Dogs in the theater this coming Sunday. That's like the final showdown. Now I do love the Kill Bill movies also, but they are, I don't know. I feel more in the mood to watch these other movies more often than I am to watch one of the Kill Bills. But then again, I haven't seen Volume 2 in theaters recently, so who knows. I wrote down, oh shoot, did I forget? No, it's in my pocket. Why did I write stuff down if I'm not going to refer to it? my favorite line on this watch of it is Tim Roth. He says, "Rock steady, madam, rock steady." Awful impression, I know. But I don't know, I just loved that. Love that line, love its delivery. And I just love his character. I want to see even more of that character. Even though I know we won't, but I can hope that at least maybe there's some deleted scenes with him. It's hard to imagine that anything was cut out of this film, but there you go. The one thing that I noticed for sure was cut out is the conversation with Bob about the only half-plucked chicken. That wasn't given that same amount of context, and I don't think I would have noticed it had I not seen the Roadshow version with the scene with them talking about it. So if you've only seen the theatrical version and the Roadshow version, there's a conversation. When does it take place? It takes place sometime before the whole coffee business. But I think it's Samuel L. Jackson's character who confronts him. Well, it doesn't really confront him, but asks him why the chicken is only half plucked. Or maybe it was Kurt Russell's character. Shoot, I don't even remember. All I remember is that they point out that the chicken isn't finished being plucked yet. And so we see Bob plucking the chicken, but we don't see the conversation about it beforehand, if that makes sense. Other stuff, I don't remember my initial viewing well enough to have noticed anything else that was different. I think if I had seen it like the day after, I would have noticed a lot more. This experience, the theatrical experience, was much, much better than last time. And I thought the sound was better, especially. Now, because it was not in 70mm, but I had a great seat, and the projector did not screw up. that's always good when you go see a movie, that if the projector doesn't screw up. And yeah, just overall, much better experience. I might crash into something like I just almost did. Yeah, so that's it, really. I had some other stuff written down, but it's all mostly just quotes that I enjoyed. And pretty much every other quote of the film is enjoyable. So I think the next time, every time I see this movie, I'll put out a new review with my quick thoughts on it, anything new that I noticed, and what my favorite line, if it changes, is for that viewing. I'm not sure I'll see it in the theater again because it is such a commitment. 3 hours is a challenge. But once it comes out on Blu-ray, I'm definitely going to get it on Blu-ray. And really, I need to get all of his films on Blu-ray. I think I only have Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs, or maybe just one of those two. I don't think I have either of the Kill Bills. I had them on DVD. I probably still have them in a box somewhere. I don't know. But yeah, anyway, thanks for tuning in. Let me know what you thought about The Hateful Eight by tweeting me at jkyer. And especially if you've seen both versions of it, I've tried multiple times to find like a definitive list of it, but I only found just a quick comment thread within another thread on Reddit where they kind of describing what was different, but like me, they were just doing it from memory, or maybe they did take notes during it. I would love to see an official list of stuff that was changed between the two versions. And I thought leaving out that scene also made for a kind of strange fade to black transition that felt like it was supposed to be one of the chapter headings, because that's the only other time that the film fades to black. I feel like the Roadshow version worked better, and I also like the intermission, which also makes more sense with the narration that happens at the beginning of chapter 4. What the heck are you doing, Duty? I almost said duty. I said dude. Okay. So tweet me at jkyer, and be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Eventually I'll get all of these movie reviews up there. Oh, I'm also on Letterboxd. I really like using that site so far. It's helping me keep track of all the movies I've been seeing. Mostly the ones I've been seeing in the theaters. I've watched a couple of documentaries I didn't put up on there. They don't use the at symbol in there. My username on there is also jkyer. So pretty much most of the networks, the major social networks, that's my handle. So keep that in mind, I guess. Okay, why is this gate not opening? You gotta use two boards! One's not enough! Alright, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time. You gotta nail it shut!